Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
Franklin Armory makes tough.
No, that's not Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. And off we go. Coming in on Planet Rick. Only one of my collaborators that has his own planet, by the way. I don't know exactly how that worked out. Joining us now is Rick Ector. How are you tonight, sir?
Hey, man, I am doing great. And you know what? Despite it being cold, right? The weather being rather cold, I am going to be just fine because I am taking solace in the simple fact that I can notice that the days are increasingly getting longer. You gotta take joy in the little things sometimes, man.
I guess so. Yeah.
With everything that's going on, man, I'm going to take joy in the fact that the days are getting longer, right? I usually sit in my little work area at home, man, and the window is open, and I tell you, I feel different when it gets dark, man, especially when it's early. I'm like a little off kilter because, you know, it's dark out and it's not that late. And I tried experimenting with closing the blinds, and no, it's still the same. I like longer days, and all we have to do, man, is persevere and we'll be okay. How are things your way?
They're very good. They're very good. I did notice that last week, you know, we were talking about the Violence Policy Center and all the things they were and attributing to things and brought you into it and Maj Torre and all this other stuff. And I noticed it took everybody else a week to catch up to me. So you see, I recognize when the Ector is making his tremors on the planet. I know. And apparently I know faster than anybody else, so.
Man, it's lonely when you're on the leading, bleeding
edge. The tip of the spear.
When you're trailblazing, everyone sees you, but they don't know if that's the way to go. And only after you start reaping the benefits of your courage and your ability to see things as they are and say what's important, then you got the big guys playing catch up, man. So you're in an enviable position.
I know, and I intend to exploit that to the nth degree. So, what's been going on with you? What would you like to talk about tonight?
You know, man, I'm always talking about personal protection, self-defense, and how to prepare yourself. And I noticed, I perceive that I have like a hole that I haven't really addressed because I made some assumptions, man. You know, as a firearms instructor, I'm always telling people, you know, to be aware of your surroundings, constantly train, you know, make sure that you can reasonably shoot your target, make sure that you know the law. But one of my weaknesses that I perceive is that I have not talked for any depth about what happens if, you know, you're involved in a situation, a shooting, you defend yourself, you get arrested, and you don't get access to bail, man? You know, like, what's that experience like? Give you some coping skills or give you some information. I mean, it's going to be miserable, man. Can you imagine defending yourself and being locked up and not getting bond, man? Having to do that for a while. Can you imagine?
I know, for example, that you advocate these legal services companies that are out there that would keep that from happening.
But let's say you don't get bond. Let's say you have access to funds to pay a bond, but what if they don't give you a bond?
I would imagine something. What would be the circumstance where they wouldn't offer you a bond? I mean, would it be like a Kyle Rittenhouse situation?
Well, something similar to that. Here in Wayne County, Michigan, and I'm not sure if there's other places, you know, across the country where this exists, man, but, you know, it might be dependent on your county prosecutor. And here our prosecutor has a policy of not extending bonds for certain circumstances. Like if you're accused of a very serious crime, which could be the case, if you're a gun-toting Second Amendment advocate, someone who believes in protecting yourself, and let's say they decide to charge you. And maybe the charges are so serious that they decide that they won't even give you a bond.
That sounds pretty messed up to me. And here's the reason. If you are in a self-defense situation where you do have to shoot somebody, even in the best of circumstances, you're going to be miserable.
Yeah.
And just adding to the misery is, you know, I don't even know how that would play. I got put in a lockup one time for child support. Had the money in my pocket to pay it. But every time I would change from one job to the other, they'd bring me straight back into court. So I was always $37 or $50 behind because of the changeover. And I had the money in there, and they stuck me in this holding cell while they were trying to decide what they were going to do. And while I was in there, all the other guys in the holding cell were accusing me of being a law enforcement plant.
Yes, that's some of what I'm going to be talking about today, man.
So, you know, things were not looking very good for me. Thankfully, they decided, well, you say you've got the money on it, you know. I said, I had it, but you guys have taken it. It's in the property part.
I mean, when you think about it, I mean, you know, and I don't want to come across like I'm some highfalutin, you know, snooty guy or whatever, but, I mean, given your lifestyle and what you do and how you live, man, if suddenly you're thrust upon an environment in which there are some stark differences between you and everyone else that's there, you might stick out like a sore thumb, and, yeah, there might be some people who have some suspicions about you, like maybe you're a plant, a spy, you know, maybe you're a law enforcement officer, you know, a clean-cut, shaven guy, you know, and you have a large vocabulary, and you have all these grandiose ideas of what the world should be. Yeah, man, I think you would stand out and step out, you know, seem a bit odd in a local jail lockup. Yeah, and I might have my concerns about you.
You know, when that happened, though, I was a bred man. I still had hair, so I was still getting that military-style haircut because that's all I'd known for years and years and years.
Oh, man,
and I was lifting weights. I was in a bred man uniform.
But still, you had a typical clean-cut, all-American guy haircut. Like, the guy you wouldn't typically expect to be in the local jail lockup. You probably had on a pair of Dockers. Right, loafers,
Dickies. No. I was wearing boots. I mean, you don't deliver bread in a pair of penny loafers there, Rick. I mean, that's, you look good, but I mean, you'd hurt.
Okay, you at least had boots on, right?
Yeah.
But still, you know, and even some things about, you know, your vocabulary, man. If you have a decent vocabulary, and you're using big words, and your subjects are agreeing with your verbs, man. I mean, yeah, you would stick out like a sore thumb, man. And you know what? Yeah, I can see how some people might think that you were a law enforcement officer trying to pretend to be a criminal because you want to know what's going on in the jail.
You hold on for a moment. Coming up on the first break, we're on Planet Rick with Rick Hector. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We're speaking with Rick Ector from Planet Rick, and he wants to talk about what happens if you get locked up after a self-defense shooting and you can't make bond, which is a nightmarish scenario. Please continue, sir. We got Rick.
Fix your brain.
There
and
you
know what? Normally when I put you on the hot seat, man, you usually perform admirably. So
that's
the kiss of death, right? That's the kiss of death. I'm pumping you up, and I'm about to set you up, right?
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. Just remember this.
What's that?
All publicity is good publicity. So go ahead.
Yes, all of it, man. Even the publicity.
Even when you look dumb.
Absolute heel. Yeah. So let's assume, man, worst case scenario, I don't wish this on you or nobody else that I know and love, man, but you've been forced to defend yourself, and you're probably, given the state of things, you're going to get arrested, right? And you're going to be there for some determined amount of time. But right now, let's just say we don't know how long. But if you know that you carry a gun and you have the willingness to use this gun for self-defense up to and including shooting someone if you need to, man, in accordance to your local state law, what arrangement can you make ahead of time to mitigate any disruptions to the normal flow of your household, man, like regards to your family, your household? What type of things would you want to have in place before you encounter this incident?
Well, if I don't have one of those self-defense legal services setups, I'm at least going to be on a first-name basis with some trial lawyer.
Okay.
Some criminal defense lawyer. It'd be really good if I found one specialized in self-defense shooting, but, you know, I think having a lawyer goes a long way. The other thing is...
A lawyer and a legal plan, and we've talked about those. What else would you do? What other facets exist in your world? In your world, what types of things do you do on a regular, ongoing basis that would be disrupted if you were not physically available?
Well, first of all, I have backups to pay bills.
Okay, good.
I have backups to pay bills. I have like this show that we do tonight will be number 2,074 that I've done on Genesis Communications Network. So I have a huge array of, I've even got recent shows that could be run in the meantime while I'm trying to extricate myself from the big lockup. And
So if you don't check in, and they automatically go into, hey, we can't reach Bill game plan, and they run... plan XJ57, and they just start running shows replays, so they figure out what's going on.
Well, no, what would happen would be that I think my wife would just call him and say, listen, this has happened, and he has requested that you run reruns and, you know, legal process to go through.
There's some work business continuity planning that went into effect that you've taken into consideration.
So the bills would continue. The since the show would continue, then the money that comes in would continue. So the bills could continue to be paid. And I would not expect to be in there, although who knows. I mean, in where I live, it's a pretty – I've never heard of anybody being locked up for self-defense that was easily definable as self-defense. And
That's a big caveat.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, like – If I'm out there and I'm walking Main Street and I'm almost 60 years old, Rick, and I'm walking around, I'm walking on Main Street and some crackhead rolls up and decides to pile into me and everything, and I create space and I'm trying to get away from him, and I just can't get away from him. If he goes to anything other than fists, if he pulls anything out, I'm just going to cap him.
Okay.
It's going to be regrettable, and I'm going to go through all kinds of things and all this other stuff. But I mean, I've gotten to that age. We're both getting to that age, Rick. They don't look at us as gangbangers, right?
You really know how to butter a guy up and make him feel good, man.
You just look better than I do.
Man, I was feeling like really low and depressed with all this cold weather, and you just know what to say to just brighten my day, man.
So, I mean, there are certain advantages to getting older.
And wisdom.
Plus, they're not going to put you
there. No longer making dumb mistakes. Yeah, I like that. Don't be old making the same mistakes over and over again, man.
Should never do that. Never do that. Never, ever.
Okay, for other people out there, because you know what? We are personalizing this, but for a broader audience, you know, you might want to establish some type of regular, ongoing communication with friends and family. So if your, you know, absence comes about, you know, someone would notice. And I'll tell you, personally, I really need to do better with that because I live alone, man, and I don't really talk to my family members as much as I probably should.
You know, I don't know. Word gets out, though. When you had your stroke, word got out. I mean, and yeah. I found you too. I found you within a day of finding that out.
Okay.
So, I mean, word does get out. It's not like nobody's going to be watching out. But you are right. The more communicating you do and the more, I mean, surely everybody knows.
If you were to suddenly vanish, people would actually know and be inquisitive and start inquiring and start looking, right?
Something like that. Some would. There'd be children. Some that would be applauding. Yeah, children, yes.
Children have to be taken into account. What are you going to do with kids, daycare? We already talked about the job. If you have any pets. By the way, you have a dog? Pets?
I do.
Oh, sweet.
But I got a dog. He could be a great dog, except he's just a jovial dog.
And, of course, you kind of alluded to it already, but about your physical shape. And, yeah, you and I, we both have our challenges, man. But for people out there in listening land that don't have the requisite or, shall I say, similar issues that you and I have, man, maybe they want to consider getting in on a regular exercise routine, man.
Yeah.
Strength routine.
Get preventative if you can. Get preventative if you can. We're about to go into the next break. Tell everybody how they find you.
I am Rick Etcher, R-I-C-K-E-C-T-O-R. I'm legally armed in Detroit.com. You can find me on most social media sites at DetroitCCW.
We'll be right back. This is Planet Rick, and this is Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats are moving fast to craft a sweeping new coronavirus stimulus package.
COVID-19 has turned life as we know it upside down.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer from New York. The Democrat stimulus plan is nearly $2 trillion in spending, and many Republicans say that is too much. To which Schumer says,
"We cannot repeat the mistakes of the past. We cannot do too little. We cannot lock our country into a long and slow recovery."
President Biden heading to the State Department to outline his vision for national security and foreign policy.
He wants to send a clear message that our national security strategy will lead with diplomacy.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. On Biden's first day in office, he did send troops into Syria. This is USA Radio News. President Biden is laying out his vision for America's foreign policy.
America is back.
Speaking at the State Department, Biden says U.S. foreign policy will again promote what's good about America.
We must start with diplomacy, rooted in America's most cherished democratic values, defending freedom, championing opportunity, upholding universal rights.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh is being questioned by a Senate committee as he has been nominated as U.S. Labor Secretary.
I want to thank President Biden and Vice President Harris for the honor of this nomination. I share their commitment to the health and safety of the working people carrying our country through this pandemic, this very difficult time. I share their commitment to building back better with an economy that works for every single American worker.
Walsh was quizzed by members of the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Rick Ector on Planet Rick, talking about the nightmare scenario.
Yeah, it is the ultimate nightmare scenario. You know, you're a good guy, a good gal, and you know, you live right, man, and you foresee the possibility that danger could unwittingly come your way, and you make all sorts of arrangements to be able to defend yourself, your home, and your family. And you know what? Maybe you have to spend a few nights in jail. Maybe, heaven forbid, I hope it doesn't happen. Maybe you're not even, you know, allowed access to bond men, and maybe you have to stay there for an extended period of time. You know, one thing that I wanted to add to the list of things that you talked about in the last segment, man, is to get in the best possible shape that you could be in. And if necessary, if you needed to get into some type of altercation, you could defend yourself. I really love that you regularly engage in routine exercise. By the way, did you get out there and cycle today, man?
I did not. I was at the dentist. And then, as soon as I got back from the dentist, when I could have maybe done it, then I found out that a couple of Corth revolvers had shown up for review, which
okay.
I've been around Corth a few times. I've never actually gotten to shoot one of these things. And if you don't know what a Corth revolver is, K-O-R-T-H, you ought to look into that, because among revolvers, that's like the Bentley.
You know what? I have no... prohibitions against using a revolver, but I'll tell you, if I could have a semi-auto, that would be my preference. But tell you what, if I had to have a revolver, I would gladly carry it and use it admirably under apt circumstances. And, of course, hey, man, it's good to always have some people in your local community that are familiar with you, and if the need ever arises, that they can vouch for your character. You know, I've had the distinction and privilege of serving as a character witness for a friend of mine who actually went to trial, man, and luckily for him, he was exonerated of all charges. But, you know, going back to what we were talking about, man, we talked about a legal plan, you know, and that's all great, but I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on that, man. You know, income continuity, that's obviously a concern. You know, how liquid are your assets, man? If you needed to gain access to cash, could you do so quickly and readily to handle appropriate expenditures and expenses, you know, and even things that you could hot sell or loan, man, or get a loan against. You know, these are things to keep in mind if you're not properly situated. But right. Here's the thing I want to talk about, man. I'm going to pick your mind again, man. I love okay. it. Okay. Let's see what's inside of Bill's brain, right? Let's say you're inside for a spell, and let's say you're given bond, but you know what? You haven't been able to raise the money just yet, or you're waiting to have your claim for the plan, if you have one, if it's going to be, you know, approved and disperse those monies to you or make arrangements for you to get out, man. You're going to be in close proximity to a lot of people who may not necessarily have the best character, man.
What? Yeah. Yeah.
That's putting it lightly, right?
Yeah.
So people you probably wouldn't normally affiliate with if circumstances were different, right? If you could pick and choose
one of the kids, one of the kids that I was in the lockup with,
uh-huh.
2 or 3 weeks later, after he went to a regular cell, he killed somebody in his cell. And I recognized him when they threw his picture up on TV, but I was like, oh, wow, I was in the same room with that guy just a few weeks ago. So, and yes, they are not a very good character, no.
How did that make you feel, though?
Like, you know, narrowly missing a really bad situation.
Yeah.
Missing one.
If we had to play being on the inside bingo with Bill Frady, what are some... I don't know. Let's go. Let's go. Pick your brain. What would be some suggestions for one's conduct and or behavior while inside, waiting or trying to get out?
Well, you're probably in there with some criminals, and I would imagine what happens with criminals in the street where they're looking for somebody who's not paying attention, or maybe pensive, or maybe defenseless is probably going to apply in there as well. And if it's just one, you might have a pretty good chance about that as long as you conduct yourself, you know, without fear. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can't show. I've never been in that situation. Now, this is all conjecture on my part.
Okay, but that's good. Here's the thing. We're at least talking about it.
Right. The other thing is if somebody does come at you, you got to fight them. There's not going to, you got to, because let's say it takes 2 minutes for the guard to actually find out something's going on. And I don't know how those things work. I don't know if they, if they have CCTV on every cell. But if they don't, and they've got 2 minutes unfettered at beating on you, it don't take 2 minutes to beat somebody to death.
Yeah.
So you've got to fight back.
You're definitely going to have to. I'm not saying you're going to have to fight, but if someone brings a fight to you, that you did not want, you know, unsolicited violence, yeah, you're going to have to fight. And
yep.
I guess the implied lesson here is that you should at least have the willingness, if not maybe have planned for it beforehand, and be willing to do something. Be willing to stand up for yourself, right?
Well, you know, most people, the other part is that, you know, you got to keep your wits about yourself. I mean, you're going to have to sleep. There's people that are going to get behind you all the time. And the whole thing that you do when you're out carrying a gun, you've got to bring that awareness to where you're at now. And you've got to be aware. You've got to stay aware. The whole sleep part, the guy that killed the other people that I was in that lockup with, he killed him in the middle of the night. So that you're going to have to accept that, okay, I am going to be in a susceptible position here.
Yeah,
I don't really know how you overcome that.
As best you can, man. You're going to be around some people who are not of the best character. I mean, you know. There might even be some people in there with some mental illness, mental instability issues, undiagnosed problems.
Oh, I had... in the lockup, there was one guy who had just...
That's a recollection right there, man.
Yeah, yeah. In the lockup, there was a guy who had just been stitched up. And because he thought I was a cop, he came up and he decided to pull the stitches apart in front of me and said, "What do you think that is?" I was like, "Looks like an abdominal wound."
Okay.
But I mean,
yeah, you know, you may be ID'd, or people might think that you're undercover or that your law enforcement's been in there to spy on them. And you know what?
Yep.
That could potentially make you a target, man. So.
Yep.
You know, there's this interesting show that's on, man, and I watched it a while back, man, and I would definitely say that you check out at least an episode or two, man. It's called 60 Days In, man, and it's a really interesting story. The premise is that they find...
I'll tell you what, we're coming up on the break. Tell me the premise, because I'm going to want to watch this, but tell me the premise, if you would, when we get back, and tell everybody how to find you.
I am Rick Ector, R-I-C-K-E-C-T-O-R, legallyarmedindetroit.com. Check me out at Detroit CCW on YouTube. Over 2,200 videos and counting.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Rick Ector. He was about to tell us about something called 60 Days In, and I had to interrupt his description. Yes, sir.
Yeah, there's this very interesting show, man, on A&E. And if you don't have cable, you can even go online. I was checking out this site a few days ago, man. They actually have many of those episodes over on YouTube, man. But the premise behind this show is that they take volunteers to voluntarily go behind bars at the county lockup for 60 days just to get an idea as to what's going on in the facility, right? So that when they complete their 60 days, that when they come out, they'll have some good information for the people who run the jail to actually improve it. You know, make inmates safer, improve the working conditions, the serving conditions and all that, man. And, I found it most interesting, but, you know, from season to season, I saw some commonalities in terms of what it takes to, be safe in there, man. And, many people, you know, they go in and they don't even make it the first day, man. Just some of the situations that they find themselves in their willingness to endure and go through some of the experiences that unfold. But generally speaking, man, some of the things that, you know, you definitely don't want to get involved in, go in there and mind your business. You know, we all feel that we're good people and we don't want to see bad people do bad things, but you know what? Now's not the time to play honorary good citizen and rescue everybody else, man. You're in there. You're there to take care of yourself. Don't get yourself involved in everyone else's business. Mind your business. Don't gossip and don't go telling on what other inmates are doing. Mind your business.
Yep.
Some other things that I picked up from, you know, this most interesting show, man, is that You know, if you find yourself in a situation in which you just cannot extricate yourself from extracurriculars, and if you find that you're not going to be able to cope until you come up to trial, man, explore putting yourself in protective custody. It's probably the worst of the worst, being locked up, but being all isolated off of yourself is definitely being a target for people who prey upon people they perceive to be defenseless. And protective custody, you know, I'm sure it's not a cakewalk, but it definitely is better than, you know, being subject to the wiles of predators, man. And be careful of what you say, you know, when you're on the phone. You know, you don't want to compromise any situations that you're privy to, man. And you know what? You could probably make the time go by affiliating, associating with certain people, man. But realize, man, you're definitely not around some safe folks, man. You need to be careful and do the best you can, man. And hopefully, you'll be able to make bond and get out. But if you can't, man, you just gonna have to tough it out.
Well, I mean, one thing that I, you know, with the advent of the Soros funded local DAs and attorneys general and all this other stuff, it is definitely something to consider. But at the same time, some of these guys, right, some of these guys out there, it's quite hypocritical the way they approach this, because, like, if you look at, like, Chaza Bodine in San Francisco, he doesn't want to arrest anybody, and he doesn't want anybody in jail. But it does beg, but I mean, there's no people carrying guns in San Francisco for the most part, so I don't know if they have any self-defense shootings there, but
you
if
know,
you look at...
I wonder how much of that is political, you know, keep these knuckleheads out on the street so they can cause more trouble, civil unrest that could be politically capitalized upon, or is this just primarily a COVID, you know, thing where...
No,
it's better to have bad guys on the street than to have them get sick.
No, Chaza Bodine, for an example, he was raised by Bill Ayers, and I can't remember the other one. Her last name is Dorn. They were the heads of the Weather Underground, and Bill Ayers was that was the living room where Barack Obama made his decision to run for president. And he was raised by them because his parents were on the run because they were terrorists. And he believes that anybody incarcerated is incarcerated purely for racism. Purely because of racism.
Man, let me tell you. There are some people that are in there, and I'm glad they're in there, because by their own actions, they have proved that the society and community at large is safer with them segregated from us, the general public, man. But, you know, do I believe that there are some people that shouldn't be in there? Absolutely, man, especially if we're talking about victimless crimes or petty crimes that don't necessarily rise beyond, you know, just throwing your hands up and saying this person is unredeemable, man. But, yeah, I don't think everyone in there should be in there. But you know what? I thank God that the ones that should be in there are in there.
Yeah, I don't know what the breakdown is. I would think that I would hope justice was done in most of those cases. You know, the reason, and we don't even have enough time to get into this, the reason for the disparity as far as black Americans in prison is because of what happens in the inner cities, where they don't have any family structure, they don't have any economic opportunity, they don't have any educational opportunity. The only place young men have to turn to in these inner cities is gangs.
Unfortunately, some people find what they're lacking in their personal life and affiliating with folks who are not productive members of our society, man. And
yeah,
it's a problem and it's an issue, you know, but people above our pay grade are supposed to come up with solutions to these problems.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they're smarter than us. They may be above our pay grade, but they may not be above our intellectual reasoning capacity.
I like the way you phrase that, man.
Yeah,
but, I hope that all of us who are law-abiding, who carry guns in polite society, I hope that trouble does not follow us, does not put us on the spot and put us in a situation where we need to defend ourselves. Hopefully we've made the necessary precautions, the best tend for our families in our temporary absence. Hopefully you've made preparations to defend yourself legally through the court process. And if you happen to find yourself locked up behind bars, you know, hopefully you've taken something from what we've talked about and able to use that to keep you as safe as possible while you're inside.
Well, I mean, anybody carrying a gun needs to prepare their mind for the worst possible outcome. That's just the bottom line. I mean, absolutely train to win. And, you know, train to win, pray to win. But be prepared. Sometimes winning isn't even the best thing. Depending on where you're at. I think in your case, you probably have quite a few disadvantages if you have to get out there. But then again, you still got Chief Craig there, right?
Yeah, we do, man. But, you know, everything is, you know, it's all based on who's running your local police department. It also depends on who your county prosecutor is.
And it
depends on people in your community, you know, what they feel is acceptable, you know. And if your community supports self-defense, then if they're within the jury pool if required, then they're going to make some just renderings and decisions as to your innocence and guilt, man. But you know what? Despite all the negative things that could happen,
I'll tell you what.
Man,
before we run out of time, tell everybody how to find you before we run out of time.
Rick Spire Arm Academy of Detroit, DetroitCCW.com. Look for me on Instagram and YouTube and Twitter. Can't miss.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
Hey, man, it's been a pleasure. Catch you next week.
Roger that. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.